We are here at in Freetown, Indiana. It's very close to Brown County, secluded place, and I'm here with the founder of New Song Ministry, and his name is Bob. So, Bob, I'd like to ask you that question: what would your neighborhood look like, or this place look like, if you could say that God's presence is here?
You know, it'd be a place of peace and joy, a place of love and excitement. This 100 acres of woods here in Brown County is a special place that is a refuge for the orphan, the fatherless, the neglected, children of Indiana, kids who are poor and who would otherwise possibly end up in prison when they're older, or addicted, or homeless. And so, yeah, this will be, you know, with God's presence here, just almost like a sanctuary for kids, a place that's set apart for them to grow up healthy and loved and appreciated and blessed, a place where they'll come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and grow in Him, and then change future generations for Christ because of what's happened here at the New Song campus.
This is a big undertaking, and this is my first time here. And how did you come up with that vision to have this sanctuary, 5,000 square foot homes, and the plan is to have 9 of this kind of homes in this little community?
It really came out of experiencing the brokenness of little boys and girls who've been hurt, who feel rejected, who've been abandoned. My wife and I were foster parents for 6 children, and the Lord used that to grow our hearts bigger for kids in need, disadvantaged children. And so we began praying, and the Lord removed fear and put faith in its place, just a faith in Him. And then we began traveling in different parts of the country and looking at other children's homes where the Lord is working and where the Lord created, and we got great ideas and advice and began building, you know, really a network of the body of Christ from different churches, different denominations all throughout South Central Indiana and Central Indiana and beyond. And it's that network, those foot soldiers, those, you know, wonderful volunteers who've come and built this campus, lending a hand with framing homes, pouring concrete, putting shingles on the roofs, installing the doors, doing the painting, just you name it, we've had volunteers working on it. I think we've calculated receiving 14,500 donated man hours towards construction so far. And Lord willing, by this summer, we'll be opened. We'll open our first home and have missionary house parents in the homes and be receiving these precious children who long to be loved and made whole.
Thank you, Bob. Definitely, that's the presence of God. One of the presence of, or really the presence of God is here. God bless.